Hey, kids, what time is it? That's right, it's 9 p.m. Sunday night, and it's time for Whoopie.
What the hell?
You can chat with us in the Dalmat servers in the Rams Radio Channel, or check out the webcam at www.ramsradio.com. And now it's time to check in with the gang on What the Hell? Hey kids, what time is it? That's right, it's 9 p.m. Sunday night, and it's time for What the Hell? You can chat with us in the Dalmat servers in the Rams Radio Channel, or check out the webcam at www.ramsradio.com. And now it's time to check in with the gang on What the Hell?
Supported by money-back guarantees that you didn't pay anything for it. Similarities between our jokes and other people's jokes is purely because we ripped them off. Originality of product is not guaranteed. Contents of our brains may have settled during the time between the last show and this one. Vulgar language and lewd conduct is strongly encouraged. Callers and participants in the What the Hell show may be subject to ridicule and juvenile name calling by the members of our esteemed panel or random layabouts we picked up off the street. Music played on the show may be not of appropriate interest to anyone, and you may be inclined to run to the toilet. At this point, do not induce vomiting. Quickly run around in circles until you pass out. By the time you regain consciousness, the song will be over. Do not operate heavy machinery while thinking about the show, let alone listening to it.
You're listening to the What the Hell show, and those sick individuals we call DJs on Rams Radio.
As ICQ.
Yo.
Right?
Yo.
Hello.
Whoa.
No.
That was loud.
That's right.
Which one doesn't have ICQ?
You are number three,
well,
I think.
Really
four.
That's right. I'm Dak. It's
Dak.
Dak is back.
And not only that, I'm in the depths of a sugar binge.
Uh-oh. Yeah, we've got lots of sugar. Anki is precariously close to the television. Zoomed in. He did it.
Because otherwise...
Why is it zoomed in so
Because
tight?
Otherwise...
Anki wants everybody to see his sticks.
It looks like crap.
It's tiny and you can't see anything. All you see is these little pins. I wonder which pin that is.
Ooh.
It's the girl in the left pin.
I really like her pixels.
It's the Dak thumbtack.
We got the Teenage Mutant Ninja Anki on the screen right now.
Oh, yeah. He's going at it.
I'd be bigger. I'm closer.
Anki Chan.
Under indeed. The bridge. Thank you.
What are those things?
Well,
other than sticks.
Welcome to the What the Hell show.
Or what?
We don't know how many people are listening, because somebody's messing with the number of people that are listening.
Are you sure?
Well, I don't think we actually have
that
many people.
Everyone who is listening tonight, send an email saying, I'm listening tonight, to info@radio.com.
And let's see if it crashes.
Anki, this mouse that you lent me, it just stops working all of a sudden. And then I reboot, and then
you mean that's
it goes for a little bit, and it stops working.
You mean that's not the way mice normally work? That's the way mine at home does.
Get a new mouse.
Plug in the what?
I am being facetious.
It is.
You know,
otherwise, I can't do anything.
I'm going to get one of those nice pads, like one of the pen
but,
pads.
But,
get a marble.
Yeah, a free one.
Once you go marble, you'll go back.
Yeah, but I want to do it for graphics work, and frankly, you know.
I got a chance to play around with his mouse.
Yeah, what is his mouse?
His mouse has a roller bar for the web page.
Oh, yeah, those are great, huh?
No, I haven't seen that one, actually.
I can't go back to a normal mouse.
And you can use your thumb and finger at the same time, so you have really good
control. You see, this is our level of Quake. None.
Zero. Last, the last four...
Quake 3 sucks compared to Half-Life, and Half-Life's 2 years old.
Actually, the only one that might be able to drag me in might be Resident Evil, because I have lived my whole life just wanting to shoot zombies. I'm a Romero fan.
You know what would be like the ultimate first-person shooter? You know what would be the one first-person shooter that everyone would enjoy?
What's that?
You get to shoot like 18-year-old Silicon Valley .com IPO millionaires.
I'd like to take this opportunity to point out that if you look around really carefully, you can find a John Carmack and Bill Gates skin for the enemies in Quake 3.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Yes. I've heard about that.
That's great.
I know obviously who Bill Gates is. Who's the other one again? You'll have to explain to me the newbie.
He invented Quake, and he drives a Ferrari.
Oh, look at that. We're number 9. Isn't that amazing?
Five? Yes.
Yes. John Carmack?
John
Why Carmack. Do we hate him?
He's fantastically skinny.
Because
he has an ugly ponytail. He's funny looking. Very intelligent. Drives a Ferrari.
Rich.
Multi-millionaire.
And we want to kill him because
very simply...
Because we're jealous, goddammit.
He's a rich
too
nerd.
Too apathetic to make as much money as he does.
He's a rich nerd, and we're a poor nerd. That's why it comes
that's
down
the
to,
difference.
That's the hate.
The ones that I would hate, rather, would be the ones that have gotten rich off these stupid-ass IPOs, like a trendyword.com kind of IPOs. Like, those are the
trendy
ones
word.
That suck.
Those what is an IPO?
Initial public offering, like stock. You know, like have you ever watched CNN anytime last year? Like, seems like every
yes.
damn day there's like some thing we're talking about the latest
millionaires.
Yeah, exactly. They'll put something on online. The hype builds up because hey, it's a computer internet thing. Those things are sure to be worth a lot of money in the future. And like as long as you can find like any trendy word and put the word .com after it. I mean, people are making millions for having, like, domain names. It's stupid.
And the punchline? None of them have made money yet.
Nobody's made money yet. Not even Amazon.
Amazon.com, the CEO, I can't remember his name, of Amazon.com, was voted Man of the Year by Time Magazine. Interestingly enough, while Amazon was losing millions of dollars.
Why are they losing millions?
A profit for months.
Why are they losing millions?
That's the funny part. There was a
profit.
There must be some reason. I mean,
there was this quote. Well, the thing is, the aftermember they talk about growth, not profit. That's how they think. Well, like, oh, we're growing so
fast.
They're
losing less and less money each year.
We're sure to be worth a lot of money in the future. But there's like, I remember hearing a quote from that guy who leads Amazon.com, something to the effect of, "The month where we made money was the biggest mistake we ever made," and it's just like. Boy, I hope the people over at Forbes don't hear you saying that.
I hope they do.
Well, yeah, that's true. Frankly, I think tech stocks are the only thing that's keeping the Dow Jones afloat right now. And then there's going to be like some big horrendous crash, and all the baby boomers are going to panic because
I just like to make one note. My mic isn't loud enough again.
What?
Your mic would not be loud enough. If
you are so loud.
You.
I can hear you just fine.
That's
it's
right.
Like
I know what
to
do
with that.
I can
you
adjust
speak
it.
And you can't hear yourself.
I can adjust
thing.
It. Yeah, you guys are so loud compared to me.
Somebody turn
up. Not.
Is there any way to, like, turn up the gain on his skull? Like,
that was
God.
Very nice.
Where did that come
I think
from?
I saw the problem.
You know, I'm not a violent man.
Traditional.
I don't like hitting
I'm
women.
I'm
going
to just talk over top of him at the same time.
But you better
time
watch
talks.
Or I'll have to put
and
your head right through that kitchen
cadence.
Wall.
And I'm going to say whatever.
No, I mean, like, if just, like, we could improve, like, the like if there was some way we
you
could
You don't even know how loud you are, so how, don't run away,
Anki.
How can you judge how loud my mic is when you
it's
can't
just,
even how, hear how loud
you
are?
It's just the fact that you've been complaining about it every week for the last month and a half.
I can hear how loud I am. You can't hear how loud you are. So you, whether James
well,
can argue this or not,
right,
whether Jack can argue
you
this,
you are at the control.
But whether Jack can argue this, whether James can argue
you
this, whether I can, it's different. But you can't argue it because you don't have any
you
information.
You are at the control board.
You have
why don't you just
no
please?
Information. You don't
guy,
have information to argue this topic.
Pixie
so how
Chick
can you
says,
sit there arguing about nothing? You don't know.
Pixie Chick says the guy who is complaining is the loudest.
Anyway, you guys, yeah, Pixie
anyway,
Chick,
Drex,
you're stupid. You know
Drex,
what you're
can I just point something out? You're right at the control board. See whose volume is the highest.
No, that doesn't matter.
It's me.
It is. You're always
apparently we
loud.
Are all loud.
We're gonna actually start the show now. After this little.
That's a
What? Okay. Yep. Inky's on the camera. We're going to go around the room, see who's here tonight and joining us. Let's just start. Girl on the left. Let's focus in on her.
Hello.
Excellent. There we go. Perfect.
Nice I'm the girl. I'm on the left.
Yep, she's on the
I'm
left.
I'm the girl on the left.
Very simple.
Frankly, most weeks you could just call me the girl. That would be enough to
the girl.
In the room.
Yeah.
The girl.
Usually. Last week wasn't like that.
Representing estrogen, the girl on the left.
Hello.
Hey. Oh, try and tell me.
His booming voice. I'll turn him down. He is. Okay, I turned him down. Next one over is...
You are such a bitch.
Next one over is Black Wolf, and he's got some product shots for us, Dr. Pepper, and Blue Diamond Almonds.
If you happen to work for any of these companies, we'll gladly do endorsements.
We'll gladly take your money.
Yeah, send us your money.
We're easily bought.
We will be product whores for you.
We'll
line the table with your free products that you send us. And we will eat.
You don't even need to send us money.
Just
product.
Oh, yeah. Especially Dr. Pepper. If Dr. Pepper, the people who make Dr. Pepper Coke or Pepsi.
We'll get rid of these legs, and we'll just
stack,
hold the table up with
we'll make
Dr.
a can
Pepper
of
chips.
Dr. Pepper.
We need their endorsements to do that?
Most people haven't sold out is because nobody's buying.
That's right. Well, that's Projectile Vom Man. Say hello.
That's great.
Nasty. And next up we've got Dak, resident storyteller.
I'm back.
He's back because he was missing last week.
I was. And I have a story of why I'm back and why I was gone.
And he doesn't necessarily want to be back in a strange sort of way. We'll explain that later. And next up we have...
It's Drexel.
Our resident wanderer.
How you doing?
The man who's never loud enough.
Yep. There's no way I'm loud enough.
Person whose name, if you look it up
on
the
last
internet,
week I had to pull your mic from your mouth to get you to shut up.
The only Drexel in the world. Isn't that right?
The only Drexel on the internet.
On the internet, at least.
There's
probably in the world.
There's
Drexels.
Some Drexels.
Is there another Dak?
I haven't looked that up. We could check.
But whenever, if you type in a search.
Drexel.
You get
it's
me.
Every single
it's
match.
Pretty cool.
That is really
actually,
cool.
When I actually was on the internet, I had the name Gojiro.
Gojiro?
That's the Japanese name for Godzilla.
Godzilla.
Ah.
Nobody
Godzilla.
Else had it. I couldn't believe. I was
that's
the only one
really
who had
amazing,
it.
Actually.
There's
you spelt it right,
now.
Right?
There's probably a 500,000 on ICQ now.
Yeah.
Especially after
ICQ's
tonight, because they're all going to go and take
ICQ's
that one.
ICQ's the place to look for names. And next up, we've got myself, Sumerian. Hello. Ever so sexy with the microphone and headphones.
Zoom in a bit. I want more of his sexy face.
We want more of his sexiness.
I want more sexiness.
Ever so significant other, she may be dropping by later with Sean Kennedy and the Dark One. In more. Zoom in more.
Zoom in.
There we go. There we go. No spank.
And he's saying things, but you can't hear them, Keith. He's not mic'd.
Yeah.
It is probably
for the
best.
And we've got Enki. And if you can come in front of the camera and you can see yourself.
Hey, all. How y'all feeling out there in Radioland? That's great. I care.
And we're going to start the show, and we're going to see who's in the IRC. I don't know what's going on this week.
Pretty much got that sincerity thing down, huh, Inky?
Wow, you're reminding me
I didn't
of
Gordon
even hear what
Campbell. He said. We don't want to hear about that.
More than
we
needed to know.
He said, I've been practicing at home by myself.
What's he been practicing?
We don't want to know.
Actually,
if it's at home by himself... That's
come on,
it.
Critical Shot.
What is
honestly, I'm the best.
No,
I am.
This is
I am.
Not. This is not.
We've got video to prove it. No, we don't.
Is this the special Christmas edition?
No,
we'll
I
be,
guess
we'll
it has
be,
to be, right?
This is ours.
Because
special,
it's Boxing
Day.
Boxing
Day is the next
for people in the States, Boxing Day is the 26th, right?
26th, the day after Christmas.
Which means nothing in the States.
Yes.
It's
but
just
up
another
here in
day.
Canada,
I don't even know if they have a holiday.
It's the day that we have for beating boxing, so we all beat the shit out of each other in the malls.
Does anybody know the origins of boxing?
Yes.
Mr. Alvin Bennett started Boxing Day in Canada. Also known as the founder of A&B Sound, Alvin Bennett started Boxing Day off with massive sales where he sold off his entire inventory for low prices.
For those of you who...
The mayor of Vancouver was so taken by these sales, in fact, that he decided to commemorate the day as a national holiday. Of course, being the mayor of Vancouver, he didn't have that power, but, you know, Canadian politicians are all pushovers, so it just kind of fell right through.
Tie in the boxing word.
For those of you in the States, A&B Sound is a local, like,
it's like Virgin Megastore.
Yeah, well, it's a local music and, like, stereo component store. And
only
our,
they have
our,
good prices, unlike the Virgin Megastore, which has really shitty prices.
We have the lowest prices for CDs in the world, in Vancouver, mainly because of competition from A&B Sound. And they have this Boxing Day sale. People start lining up
unless
for
you go to Virgin
Christmas.
Megastores, in which case they're still expensive.
For those of you in America, our CD prices are so massively cheap, it works out for a new release, a big artist like Smashing Pumpkins or something like that. It's roughly $7.50 American for one of their new CDs. That's what the math works out to, maybe $8.
Aren't you jealous?
Ah, sucks to be you!
Uh-huh.
That said, we've got a 50% tax break.
Yes, Critical Shot. We would like you to piss us off. Go
Please
for it, buddy.
Piss us off.
Give us something to talk about.
And then we can kick you off the ICQ.
That's right.
We can have our petty revenge.
Let's hope he's not talking about a DNS attack or something
like
that.
Yeah, don't do anything like that, because we may not be prepared.
If what you're going to do to piss us off is call, that'll be fine, too.
Because we'll hang up on you, because it's not time.
Better pissed off than pissed on.
Yeah. So in the IRC, I don't know why it's so low this week, but we've got Critical Shot, Moogle 54, Optimus PR, which I guess is Optimus Prime,
which means
Pixie Chick, Godlike, and ASE. So a few new people. I don't know why there's a few new people. Probably because somebody's messing with our listener list. There's nothing wrong with it, I guess. Like we're number 8 or something in the top 25. Very odd. Like somebody's like adding listeners. Probably who knows?
We have some people probably that haven't been listening before. So make sure you. Go to www.rantradio.com, and if you want to get in on the chat, you can either join us on IRC at Dalnet servers, Rant Radio channel,
or you
can just click on chat on the webpage, and that'll give you a little quick way in, but you'll have to listen to spam.
Another nifty thing we have is a webcam, which
That's
you can also
right.
access
right.
through the webpage.
And you can see all of our smiling and beautiful faces.
Except you'll see the back of my head. Because I'm always facing away from the camera. Yeah, just click on webcam on the webpage, www.
No, we didn't get an 800 number yet, did we?
Not yet.
No,
I've been extremely, amazingly busy.
However,
it's not really
I must
a good
point
excuse.
Out that it's not Sumerian's fault. It's AT&T being slow and slacky.
Yeah, they just never sent me the forms.
We'd have it by now, but they're being fuckies.
You didn't slip money under the table to the right person.
That's
apparently.
Right. I guess I missed that.
Pretty much, you basically have to blow somebody. No thanks.
Critical
I'll
go through the normal route.
Critical Shot got a P3733 megahertz.
I don't know. I'd have to confirm that.
Yeah, that's like what you stick it in liquid nitrogen and listen to this.
No, they have a 700 out.
877. That's what it goes down to. There's 800, 888, and 877.
No. I'm talking about Critical Shot has a brand new Pentium 3 processor, 733 megahertz. 733?
I don't think it goes that high yet.
The new ones
do.
Well, he says he's got one.
Okay, if
maybe
he's got one.
But if you get like two in the same box, I mean.
I have a 6 gigahertz. Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Hey,
Josh K.
Let's not basically go around flaming everybody. This is not what this place is for.
Oh, really? Is it not?
No, I mean, we'll
no, no, we can spam and flame everyone, but we don't want that going on in the IRC.
Exactly.
That's our job.
Exactly.
Did I play the South Park song last week?
I think we should hear it again.
I think we should hear it again anyway because it's so good.
It's our Christmas special.
Welcome to the Christmas special.
It is that festive time of year.
God bless us all, everyone.
Can you see the decorations in the room exemplifying the Christmas spirit?
Are there no workhouses?
So I bought...
there we go.
A green and red M&M. It's feeling like Christmas already. Look at that. Yes, I have no tree. I am lame.
Why? I don't put a tree up.
You just have to take it down again.
But I'm not.
We don't take our Christmas tree. We have the same plastic Christmas tree that we've had since like the mid-70s when I was born. My mom
never goes out of style.
The problem is like, you know, assembling the thing, you'd have to sort of shove the little branches in, you know, from the bus. We realized a couple of years ago, we just thought, you know, screw it. We're just wrecking our thumbs. So we just carry the whole thing downstairs, keep it in the basement, like
decorated.
Well,
yeah,
we do keep the lights on.
Perfect.
So you know, it's just that we just take off like the delicate decorations that will usually like get cracked if we try, you know, if we get banged against the wall on the way down.
Got extra headphones if somebody wants to hear it in crystal clarity, as our listeners do.
Everybody's passing it
at 20 kilohertz.
You're the one with the mic.
Okay, we're gonna listen to a selection off of Mr. Hankey's Christmas album. This is Mr. Garrison singing "Merry Fucking Christmas." This is track 2. Off of the album. I'm just going to turn it up for the people in here so they can hear it too.
This is fucking
great. This is just a great song, and I think I might play some more songs off of the album too a little bit later.
I heard there is no Christmas in the silly Middle East. No trees, no snow, no Santa Claus. They have different religious beliefs. They believe in Muhammad and not in our holiday. And so every December I go to the Middle East and say, hey there, Mr. Muslim, Merry fucking Christmas. Put down that book, the Koran, and here's some holiday wishes. In case you haven't noticed, it's Jesus' birthday. So get off your heathen Muslim ass and fucking celebrate. There is no holiday season in India, I've heard. They don't hang up their stockings, and that is just absurd. They never read a Christmas story, they don't know what Rudolph is about. And that is why in December I'll go to India and shout. Hey there, Mr. Hinduist, Merry fucking Christmas. Drink eggnog and eat some beef and pass it to the missus. In case you haven't noticed, it's Jesus' birthday. So get off your heathen Hindu ass and fucking celebrate. Now I heard that in Japan, everyone just lives in sin. They pray to several gods and put needles in their skin. On December 25th, all they do is eat a cake. And that is why I go to Japan and walk around and cry. Hi there, Mr. Shintoist! Merry fucking Christmas! God is gonna kick your ass, you infidelic pagan scum! In case you haven't noticed, there's festive things to do. So let's all rejoice for Jesus! Merry fucking Christmas! On Christmas Day, I travel around the world and say, now it's Christmas, bonus, and all you atheists too! Merry fucking Christmas! Thank you, Mr. Hand.
So are we back to line recording now or what? All right. So, hi.
Yeah,
and welcome to the show.
Welcome to the Christmas special.
Woo-hoo!
Of What the Hell.
God bless us all.
And we see a lot of new listeners here. Somebody left. Kitty Cat left. That's too bad. That's too bad. Did they even say anything? Nope, they just changed their name a couple times and left. So we got a bunch of stuff for you tonight.
Somebody just said,
what?
It's not that funny.
That was a cool tune?
No, no. Rather than giving actual coal, just put IOU one piece of coal.
Wow, is that better or worse?
That's way better.
Than getting a piece of coal?
It's way better than giving a piece of coal.
Thanks,
you don't have to get your hands dirty and shit.
That's right. you're too cheap to even get them a piece
of coal. That's
right.
And better yet, you can like just make one copy and just photocopy.
I hope. It's a photocopy of it. I hope Sean Kay and the Dark One come because they have dyed their hair. Both of them.
What color?
Well, we'll just have to wait and see.
Tell me it's not like red and green.
It's festive. No, it's not red. It's not red and green.
Apparently they were over at
Into the Mic.
They were at the Dark One's family.
Yeah, they have a family gathering tonight, so...
And the Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, called me up to ask where Ryan was because he basically wanted an excuse to get the fuck out of there.
Ah! Well, we can phone him.
What are you talking about?
Sean is over at the Dark One's family gathering for Christmas.
Yeah, a Christmas family gathering.
He called me, too. Can't remember why.
Yeah. He was desperately looking for a way to get the fuck out of there.
Help!
Well, he could always use the show as an excuse. I go to the show every week. Lie. I can't not go. It's on
They're
a Sunday.
Counting on me.
Speaking about the fucking man.
It's like not working on Sunday.
I saw that there was a number of people on there that I didn't recognize, and I think this is the perfect time to put one of the fucking man's...
You may be right. Unfortunately, I didn't do any new ones this week.
Hey, I bought two Bibles today.
Two. Are they both the same?
I think the chick behind the counter must be religious because she was looking at me kind of sweet when she saw I was buying a couple of Bibles.
Were they both, like, the exact same Bible or different type of Bibles?
They're both the same Bible.
Yeah.
Why are you buying Bibles?
Ammo.
Have you ever read
Know thy enemy.
Know thy enemy. That's what.
This is where my question is. Why would you buy multiple Bibles?
Oh, for someone else.
Is this the beginning of something where we end up seeing you on CNN surrounded by, like,
well, after you.
That's just my daydreams, guys. Me surrounded by automatic weapons. And Thursday nights.
I don't think there's any old, any festive ones that I can see.
How about the Gary Coleman promo?
That's pretty short. I'll play that a little bit later.
It's my favorite. I like the Gary Coleman promo.
Let's see.
It makes me want to pee my pants laughing.
What's the Shootings one?
Shootings, that's the school one. We'll play that one.
That sounds best.
Okay. A festive Shootings. Break out the ammo. Here's Sean Kay on Shootings.
It's Sean Kennedy on Rand Radio.
Did I not?
Sean Kennedy here, and okay, time for another conversation. I'm a little bit fuzzy on, but someone please explain to me what the fuck is going on with all the kids in the state shooting each other. Okay, they're always going on about, oh, it's KMFDM. It was Korn. It was Limp Bizkit. It was all these bands. It was Marilyn Manson. It was all these bands where I was listening to who told me to go kill people. It's not the bands who were telling these kids to go kill people. And for that matter, they're not telling them to do it right. If Korn was responsible, or KMFDM was responsible, for the Columbine shooting, what happened? Oh, they wound up killing themselves. Why?
No escape plan.
Any of you people out there right now listening to the internet, because, you know, it's all evil and we're all planning to take over. Make sure you scribble the right things on the wall, for starters. www.rantradio.com, for starters. You can throw some nice stuff up with others about me saying Sean Kennedy's the Messiah. Sean Kennedy's going to do this. Sure, pin it on me. I think it'd be great if I managed to attack a couple kids through verbal telepathy.
Yes,
but anyway, the bottom line is, if you're going to do it, for Christ's sakes, do it the Rant Radio way. Make sure you've got a way out. Make sure you've got an exit plan. You can use the sewers. You'll get a key map from the city archives. They list all the sewers that were ever put down. They list everything. There's all kinds of tunnels and everything. You don't shoot yourself afterwards. And by the way, don't be racial about it. That's dumb racism. What an idiot concept that is. No. I have no problem with killing jocks. You could do with a lot less jocks. I mean, what do they really do anyway? It's part of the sports plan. Yeah. There's no real use for it. So if I say you're going to do it, bottom line, be smart, have an escape plan. I mean, come on!
The What the Hell Show is not supported by money-back guarantees since you didn't pay anything for it. Similarities between our jokes and other people's jokes purely because we ripped them off. Originality of product is not guaranteed. Contents of our brains may have settled during the time between the last show and this one. Vulgar language and lewd conduct is strongly encouraged. Callers and participants in the What the Hell Show may be subject to ridicule and juvenile name-calling by the members of our esteemed panel or random layabouts we picked up off the street. Music played on the show may may be not of prurient interest to anyone, and you may be inclined to run to the toilet. At this point, do not induce vomiting. Quickly run around in circles until you pass out. By the time you regain consciousness, the song will be over. Do not operate heavy machinery while thinking about the show, let alone listening to it.
You're listening to the What the Hell Show and those sick individuals we call DJs on Ranch Radio.
I'll send it to you.
All right, we're back on the Christmas special.
Ranch
Radio's What the Hell.
We have, if you play Half-Life,
we've got something for you.
The little spray logo, Ranch Radio. So whenever I run around, I spray it on the wall.
Okay, you'll have to send that to me so I can put it up on the FTP site.
It's tiny, it's 6K. To use it.
Yeah, it still has
to
be there.
Is that the one? What does it spray? What does
it
say?
Tag? Like you can create...
Is that the logo?
Yeah,
is that our logo?
You have a logo, and it's the What the Hell logo. It's the headphone. It's the What the Hell logo.
Well,
and not
Rant
the What
Radio.
The Hell, the Rant Radio logo.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a, you know, the WW Rant Radio.
So it's a first-person shooter in which you can, like, do graffiti tags on every available ball.
Welcome.
Wow,
but wait,
okay,
it's limited. No, totally. But it's limited because you can only...
Ant
I
radio?
Think what it is you can spray once per person you kill.
Welcome.
You get one free.
Oh, no.
So
no,
what you can do... What we used to do... What we used to do is you'd kill the guy, and then you'd run up before he disappeared and spray paint his body. It's great.
Got some more new people in the channel. Code Slut and DJ Splatter, welcome. Optimus Prime says this... He thought this was Ant Radio.
Ant Radio? No.
No ants. No uncles either. You have a Rant Radio spray logo.
Yeah, I'm going to send that.
We're going to put it on the FTP site. The FTP site is, imagine this, ftp.rantradio.com.
What a crazy idea.
It's just amazing.
How do we come up with this shit? We're fucking amazing. I swear to God.
Right. The benefits of having a domain name and working at an internet company. We're going to get to the news now.
And Optimus, that's a good idea. The
what is it?
Rant Radio balloon.
I think it is too.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
You make one, send a picture to us, we'll put it up on the webpage, no problem.
Hey, if it works for the Remax people, it'll work for us.
That's right. Look at how much advertising they get out of that.
Apparently, Optimus has said, all hail the ant rulers of the world. apparently, we went to the same hallucinations together.
I am the ant queen.
So, we're going to do news of the week, and here's the promo.
It's now time for the news and web pages of the week. If you have an interesting news item or web page, send it to me, Severian, at ICQ number 51558. And now for the news of the week.
What?
We've got.
Yeah, it is pretty peaked.
Okay. Does it sound peaked to you guys? Does it sound like
crappy.
Overly loud and crappy and low quality?
Like,
I don't know about you, but could you maybe turn my headphones down before I
We can't do that. We can turn them generally down,
no,
I guess.
No. You don't have to turn everybody's down. I realize
can't.
That
we can't
I realize
do it individually.
One of those rare people whose hearing hasn't been damaged by that crazy devil rock and roll music.
Devil rock and roll music.
Devil's music. Sounds fine, everyone says.
Satan's music?
They probably can't tell that it sounds like crap because it's probably broadcast crap.
According to DJ Splatter and Pixie Chick and Optimus Prime.
Speak into the microphone, not over
all
it.
All sounds good.
Into.
The difference is. Okay.
Well, can you hear that?
Yeah, I can hear it. Blummy.
Like it's totally.
We're not bitching at you. We're just helping you be heard, man. We want you to be heard.
Blah 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 me.
You're sending over your Civil War monkeys. I don't get it.
This is what happens when you flip between the History Channel and Wizard of Oz. That's too fast.
Not like with those monkeys,
Civil War monkeys.
Be flying backwards out of your ass.
It's all good. Loud, loud, loud.
Flying monkeys out of my ass. God,
right.
I remember that.
News of the week.
Hey, this is a poll that the people on IRC can help us with.
Okay.
How many of you are listening on a modem, and how many of you are listening on something
better?
Something better than a modem. You're not all going to answer. Nobody ever listens, anyways. They'll do it.
They just go on to their own little shit.
And if you're not on the IRC, then get on the IRC.
Yeah, because we need to hear your
opinion.
Go
on the MIRC or whatever you're using.
Dalnet channel, Dalnet servers, and the Rant
Radio
channel.
Or you can just go to www.rantradio.com and click on chat. And while you're there, you might as well check out the
webcam. Because you can see our beautiful faces.
You can see
why
my sexy
web
ass.
Pages never work when I write
promise,
them down.
I promise. I can put my sexy ass in there.
You could.
The video.
I have mooned the camera once before.
It's there somewhere.
It's there.
If you look
it's
around the web pages.
It's saved on the FTP site.
Ooh, is it?
I am not afraid to do it again.
Once is enough. Do we need multiple pictures?
Is this like a threat? Like you know... go onto IRC or I might moon the video camera.
That's right.
But we want them to watch and listen. The intent is not to schedule.
Well, that web page doesn't work.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay. Wait. Yeah, we'll go up. Wait. Pigs fly out of my ass. Cable, Shaw, modem, DSL,
Whoa.
ISDN.
Okay, modem.
Modem doesn't tell me much.
No, but it's a modem as opposed to
someone has a
2400
at least 56K.
2, 3, 4, 5.
Somehow I don't think Optimus Prime is on a 2400 watt modem. God likes on 14.4. Yeah. There's no way you can listen to us.
There's
on
no
14.4.
Way you can.
No, you
read.
Can't.
Maybe you can.
You
read.
Can't. We're at 20 kilobits per second or 24. 24. Or 24. Yeah, good luck.
Thanks for helping. Thanks for unbiasing and screwing up our little...
Who says he's listening? Maybe he's just on the IRC.
He could be just chatting and... Closer.
I was in the audience, actually.
Uh-huh.
I have like a
yeah, it's a roll call. Code slut.
Well, yeah, that's about average.
The occasional point where it would just break up and I have to wait for it to catch up.
Sure, that wasn't just our fault. Sometimes it is. We've got a new computer this week, actually.
The lovely service from TELUS.
We've upgraded our computer from a 233 MMX to a 400 Celeron, donated by Enki. Thank you very much.
Yay!
And so far, no problems. I can see by our little meter at the bottom that we're getting nowhere near top.
Apparently, you
can godlike?
Like 24%. It's like amazing.
God-like
we're like 60% before.
Godlike is suggesting for me to show off my ass? Godlike... Dream on.
Hey, Def Kill.
Girl on the left, we all need dreams.
He can just keep his to himself. Thank you very much.
Okay, the first story is hopefully going to load up.
Hey, what does that say, anyways?
What say? There? Which one?
Us.
It says www.rantradio.com. Dalnet, Rant Radio Channel. 51558. Oh, I haven't refreshed it. We can't hear you. I might have that in my list. We'll talk about it anyway. This one is Ashes of Late Trekkie set for space adventure. Carol Berman didn't want to be buried beneath the ground. She had higher aspirations. Mrs. Berman, former president of Springfield Day Nursery, and a Star Trek fan, may get her final wish Sunday when some of her ashes are sent into orbit. Her ashes and 35 others were scheduled to blast off. She didn't want to be in the cold ground, and she wanted to explore. She was also a devotee.
She wanted to be in much colder space.
Yeah. No, space is 3 degrees.
3 degrees what? Kelvin?
That's right. It is 3 degrees Kelvin.
That's pretty damn cold. What is the conversion?
That's about 100 and negative
100. It averages 3 degrees.
And you know what the irony is that you know that desk is probably going to be still sucked within the gravitational draw of the Earth and eventually, you know, and
just come right
Earth
back.
Anyways.
Well, no, it's going to burn up in the burnt up ashes.
Yes, but the molecules, the atoms themselves.
And the other part that I really like is as if we didn't have enough space garbage.
You know the part I like is you're dead. It doesn't matter whether you're in space.
You're not exploring.
You're dead. You're dead. You're dead, and dead again.
And the thing is, they're only sending like a little bit of her ashes. Like,
thank you, Shazbor.
Can you imagine if all the Trekkies got into this?
Negative 273. Thank you.
Even if they just took like a little thimbleful from each Trekkie's, you know, mortal remains, they'd still be scheduling.
We could set up camps for them.
You know, someone made a good point on there. Shazbor said, at least Zombie isn't here.
Hey, you're right. Where is Zombie?
Wait.
He'll be appearing in about 10 seconds now.
We've summoned him.
My question is, what does everybody want?
His name 3 times.
With their,
isn't,
done with their...
Wait a sec. Shazbort says 3 degrees Kelvin is equal to minus 273 degrees Celsius. But isn't it... Isn't that minus 270 degrees Celsius? And isn't 0 degrees Kelvin minus 273 degrees? Doesn't matter.
Know.
No one cares.
Close enough.
Close enough. Close, I think.
You're not going to notice 3 degrees at that point.
Shazbart actually came up with a much better representation as really fucking cold.
So my question is, what does everyone want done with their remains after they're dead?
I actually have already thought this out.
I know Sean Kay has a plan.
You see, technically, legally, for a legal funeral in Canada,
yep.
You need 7 pounds of matter to be considered legally dead.
Okay.
I want my ass blown up so bad they can't legally bury me.
Can't find 7 pounds.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I don't want there to be 7 pounds. I want to be scattered so fucking far and wide that I come down as a dust cloud over Duluth.
Boom.
Do you have a problem with Duluth?
No, I
or
just...
Or is there a reason why you want Duluth to be your final resting place?
That they'll reach from here to Duluth, Minnesota.
Yes, that's basically it.
which means in the other direction, there'll also be somewhere in the middle of the Pacific.
I want to feed the little fishies.
Actually, you'll probably be feeding the phytoplankton.
Yeah, I'm serious.
No, not the phytoplankton.
See, I can be sucked into wanting some sort of, you know, sentimental thing done to my body when I'm dead. But the truth is I'm dead. And it doesn't matter because I'm dead. And it's not like I'm going to be floating around with my little spirit seeing my, you know,
look
people.
Look what they did.
Well, look what they thought of
look
where
at all
my ashes are. Look at them remembering me. No, I'm dead.
Look at all the people that came
I'm
to my
be
funeral.
Gone, right.
The only
thing Hi. God, and I'm dead.
The only thing that basically I want, that I ask, that I request from my friends, that I have said for years, is when I die, I want a wake throne. I want a traditional Irish fucking wake.
Big drinking wake, hey?
You got it. I want everyone to basically get smashed out of their friggin' gourds. I want them to laugh at me. Well, they do that now anyway.
Okay, Optimus Prime said, I want to be thrown in Bill Gates' eyes.
Baked in a pie.
I want to be... ASC is saying, I want to be burned and put into Bill Gates' coffee pot.
But he will probably die before Optimus Prime anyways.
Yeah.
That's what he says.
One can only fucking hope.
My body parts should be preserved in Jell-O and hidden in refrigerators all over North America. That's a good one. Hey, ranters, say hi to She-God.
Hi, She-God.
Hi, She-God.
Who's
oh, she got
God, you know God like was wanting
Who's
me to
some more
show my ass off on camera?
Yeah, there you go.
What's that?
Wasn't he the guy who was
yes,
asking?
Yes, that was, he was godlike.
Yep. And also Deathkill has
Deathkill
has joined us.
Godlike, if you'd like to send us a picture of your ass, we will put it on the
yes,
website.
Yes, any listeners out there want to send their pictures and we'll put you up. You can see the listener section, the what
you
the
can
hell.
Show us, you can send us pictures of your ass, too.
Send it to...
In fact, please... Send us pictures of your ass. Everyone.
Do we want them?
Yes, that would be great.
We've already
we
got one.
Ass shots.
We have two ass shots.
Well,
we
at least two and a fan.
We have, like, the listener,
we've got a listener.
Like,
we've
listener
got the chicken.
And, then the listener
and the chicken.
We've got
three.
The chicken. We got his balls hanging out as well. That was great.
See, if anybody wants to send any shots that are appropriately pornographic, we'll hand them over to Enki, and he'll appreciate them very much.
That's right. You can send them to info, at rantradio.com. I'm going to put up the addresses right now, actually, so people
Nixie
can...
Nixie Chick says she'll send her ass.
Okay, you do that.
Right.
No, it'll be scary if she sends it right now.
Pixel Chick is going to send in her ass.
Your whole ass.
Ah!
Oh, there's the addresses. So here's the addresses for your information.
If you would like to email death threats or send mail bombs to anyone you're listening to tonight on What the Hell, email us at info@rantradio.com or send explosive charges to Box 256, Fort Langley, BC, Canada, V0X1J0, or bother me on ICQ number 51558. Cash or figurables greatly appreciated.
Dax says he has two gross hospital stories tonight. Wow, you're not going to save one, or are they
I
related?
I think I call her Pixel Chick.
Pixel Chick. I have bad news.
That's what it looks like on the TV.
What? People may or may not have heard this yet, but remember how, has anybody here seen the new James Bond film?
Yes.
Yeah.
Desmond Llewellyn passed away.
I know you've seen it.
I know, he passed
Who's
away.
Who's Desmond Llewellyn?
Desmond Llewellyn is the old Q. He passed away in a car accident this evening.
Oh, really?
In all
You know the saddest thing about that?
The next one, right?
You know what the saddest thing about that is? He ended on such a shitty movie. Was that not the worst James Bond movie ever created?
I don't
know.
There's such a thing as over the top, but this was way too far.
James Bond's supposed to be over the top. They're supposed to be kind of stupid stunts and blah 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 blah. But this wasn't stupid stunts. This was just stupid.
I remember seeing like one of those, you know, how they did the special effects things, and okay, they did this thing with like a barrel roll on the, in this boat, which is fine. But then he continued to like drive the boat through the streets of God knows what European city, like turning corners and stuff.
Okay.
Like, oh yeah, the rudder really works on that
even,
air.
But that's not the problem.
That's
okay, that's over the top. That's over the top. But that's James Bond to be over the top. The stunts and stuff like that. That wasn't what made it stupid. The movie just blew. The story was so small and so stupid, and it wasn't.
James Bond was made for the Cold War era. That's the problem.
But that's not the point. The story just blew. If you compare it to older James Bond movies, they were good, and this one sucked.
Then there's the point that the movies have basically become two-hour commercials.
This one was just pushed out. This one was just pumped out. They didn't try and make a good movie. They just went, hey, let's make another James Bond movie, and who cares if we have a story for it?
Yeah. Sean Connery,
that's what it felt like.
Sean Connery was the epitome of James Bond. There was one or two Roger Moore films which I could tolerate. The Man with the Golden Gun, and what was the one he did after that? Yeah, The Spy Who Loved Me was pretty good. Well, that was, The Spy Who Loved Me was pretty good. Yeah. But other than that, I'm sorry, Connery was James Bond. After that, the films just fell apart.
GoldenEye was a good movie.
When GoldenEye came out, there was like a L'Oreal GoldenEye cosmetics collection, okay?
Okay, that's stupid, but I thought GoldenEye was a good movie. It wasn't. This movie blows. I think, what's his face? I can't remember his name.
GoldenEye was not a good movie.
No, the new guy.
GoldenEye was a
James Bond. Blah, 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 blah.
Very, very different.
Pierce Brosnan.
I think that he's really good as James Bond. When I saw GoldenEye, I didn't question it at all.
I can pinpoint a serious problem with the films now. Is this in Sean Connery's era, they made these movies for adults. In our era, they make them for retarded 12-year-olds.
Unfortunately, it seems to also be made for retarded 12-year-olds with insane sex drives. I mean, some of the lines in this movie, when
this one, yeah,
coming
this
out
one,
women,
they weren't funny. They were just stupid. Whereas,
like,
even in GoldenEye, it was funny. When he's with What's-Her-Face on a top, and he's like, okay, obviously it's not going to be funny me telling you, but when they're like fighting around in the bath hall and whatever, that was funny. It was humorous. This one, it was just stupid. It was just, okay, we've reached the part in the movie where he's supposed to have sex with the chick.
So I guess they will.
She's good. It was stupid.
Godlike asked that we take a vote, and I agree with him. Who was the best Bond?
Oh, without a doubt, Sean Connery.
He almost made it believable. Almost.
Well, I mean, like, you would see him. He would get into, you know, his thing. He'd be skiing. He'd be, first of all, having sex with a beautiful woman in the middle of, like, an igloo with furs everywhere. All of a sudden, a block of ice would turn into a television camera. There would be M. It's like, oh, Bond, get off. You know, it's like, basically goes on, tells him the mission that he's supposed to do. He gets out. He skis out. 300 black-clad ninja appear out of nowhere, out of the snow.
Which is fantastic and awesome.
Shooting at him. He goes skiing down the mountain at 400 miles an hour. His skis break. He uses the bottom from a snowmobile. And all of a sudden, he skis off basically a mountaintop. Falls 400 feet and a parachute pops out of his ass with a British flag, and you go, hey, it can happen. It's James Bond. Also, that music would kick in. Da-da-da-da! And it's just like, hey, it can happen.
But one of the things, I'm not loud enough. Okay, no.
Just a music video for his version of the James Bond thing. It's a guy like Moby who's like this.
That's another thing.
4 foot tall next to these like Amazon women. Like, it's just hysterical.
Have there been any decent Bond movie theme songs since the late 60s?
I thought there was only one. So. I thought they just like updated it.
They didn't lose their touch in the opening credits.
They're still good. I'm probably going to have him strangle me for what I'm about to say. But when Paul McCartney with Wings did
the
late 60s. Okay, that one was a cool theme song.
Live and Let Die.
Live and Let Die. Yeah.
Yeah, that was good too. But okay.
Yeah.
But they had. okay, you know they have the, oh, and here's another double agent that's decided to try and kill them. Only he's been around so long that if he had done anything at all during the earlier assassinations, they would be dead. He didn't try and kill them before, but now all of a sudden he's going to, and there's no reason. There's no reason why he's waited till now to try and kill them.
Yes,
they wanted him dead the whole time. There's no space in the movie where person would not want them dead, and now he's just chosen now to finally reveal he's the bad guy and try and kill them.
Moogle 54 remembers such women as Pussy Galore and Anna Onatopp. Let's see, what was some of those other names, those great Bond women names?
Molly Goodhead.
Molly Goodhead, yes.
That one hit me really hard. I got that in a Trivial Pursuit question, and I thought, no way. That's what I thought was, no way. They didn't have a name like that in this movie, though.
No, they didn't, which was...
They had Christmas, and they made some stupid jokes about it, but it wasn't like the...
Well, you see, there's a simple problem.
No, they had... The one chick's name was Christmas, and he said, I always wanted to have Christmas in... In Turkey or whatever it is. Yeah, in Turkey. And some other stupid joke. I thought Christmas only came once a year.
Fucking blow me.
I think he did.
There's just another problem with the series. It's the fact that I don't think anybody who's involved with it anymore, other than maybe Brosnan, ever read any Ian Fleming. Who wrote the original James Bond novels that the series was originally
based on? I don't think it's him at all, because like I said, I had no question when he first did the movie. I didn't think, oh, it's a new James Bond. I just went, wow, it's James Bond, and he's doing cool James Bond stuff. I didn't think of it.
There's nothing wrong with Brosnan. It's just the crap that he's surrounded with.
Yeah.
The fucking losers who are making the movies these days are just...
Apparently he's doing the one more, and then that's it.
That's I heard contract. This was the last one. That's what I heard.
I heard that he was contracted or had the potential to do four or something, and he said the next one, that's it, because he's getting too old to do it or something
that. Although the worst spin on James Bond was, were you aware that a few years back there was a Saturday morning cartoon called
James Bond Jr.?
James Bond Jr.
Oh, it was his
MGB.
It was his nephew. Yeah. Like, he has sex with all those women. And yet this is his nephew,
Cooney.
You know, his beloved nephew, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, yeah, right? And it really, really,
yeah, and also,
really blew.
Also, James Bond is the kind of films that you just basically want to attract a younger audience to see.
The whole comic, the cartoon it was more believable
in Casino Royale having Woody Allen as his son and David Niven as James Bond.
It was just bad. It was the equivalent.
By the way, Casino Royale.
Even by Saturday morning cartoon standards, it blew. I mean, it was.
Casino Royale, for anyone who actually has any memory.
Can I just take a break?
What?
Sorry, and to say that I'm not loud enough, and I wish my mic was louder.
Shut
okay.
up. Play the crowd.
But, no.
It isn't loud enough.
Casino Royale was the first James Bond film, and it was done as a comedy. Actually, didn't it come out before? I heard it came out before Dr. No. Dr. No came out in 1960.
Get your facts straight, Dak. Don't start talking when you don't know what you're talking about. Holy fuck, how many times have I told you? Aren't you embarrassed now?
No, I want to disagree with Brian. I'm sorry.
Dr. No, 1962. What's the other one? 1962.
Right.
Casino Royale was a James Bond movie?
Yes.
Okay. I haven't seen all the James Bond movies.
Casino Royale, however, was a comedy. It wasn't really a James Bond movie. It just...
Can't hear you.
Passing on the mantle to Woody Allen, who was like his son or some shit like that. And either loved it or hated it.
Okay, enough about James Bond.
It was done as some sort of a deal because Ian Fleming was still alive at the time. He could license out the rights to other people for things and whatever. Anyhow.
In the news recently, there was in Canada only.
Hey, somebody asked that we change topics from James Bond.
That's what we're going to.
I didn't even look at the screen, and I knew it's like 15 minutes of James Bond is a little bit too much.
Why is everybody saying what the hell? And why is Godlike so special he can say what the fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Come on. The show is called What the Hell. We have a new tax. Isn't this wonderful? We always need new taxes.
A levy.
Oh, okay. Give it a different name, and
it's
okay.
It's more money out of our pocket.
This is only in Canada. This is to prevent piracy.
It's even stupider than a tax. That's why I'm calling it a levy.
What? Oh, it's going to supposedly the musical artists of Canada.
Celine Dion, because she needs our tax dollars.
Every time we copy a CD now, or make an audio compilation of all of our favorite CDs, a little bit
and
goes to Celine Dion.
Don't forget, every time I back up any of my software, every time I make a
copy
of a program,
Godlike,
it's going to the music industry.
When you say shit, we get it right away, but we're just not paying attention to it all the time.
What the,
I know exactly.
Every once
you
in a while, I look at the IRC and see what people have said, and if it's something that makes me giggle, like
we'll
a little girl.
Can I explain like what this levy is?
Okay, go for it.
All recorded media in Canada, this is something that the government has been
even
planning
tapes.
For.
Yeah, audio tapes.
Yeah, like anything that can be used to encode audio. So it's basically audio
not
tapes.
Not videotapes, though.
Not videotapes, but anything that can record
which
audio in
audio
visual. So, so we've got CDRs, CD rewritables.
Weren't they?
Mini discs.
We've got mini discs. And
anything recordable.
And,
no.
And tapes. No, it doesn't apply to
videotapes
only
don't.
Or computer only.
Weren't they
why
talking
not video
about
tapes?
This about 4 or 5 years ago?
Oh, because, it's,
they
no,
have
because
been
music artists
do this for several
don't
years,
have
but
video
it's only
tapes.
Now they finally set the rates. Originally, the Canadian government was saying, oh, well, you guys at the retail level just collect the tax and we'll figure out how much it is later. This is how fucking stupid it is.
Wow, yeah, that's going to work.
Okay, so they finally decided what the rates were. So this is
it was going to be about $1.50 per CDR, and we're like, that's way too much. That's more than they actually cost right now.
Yes, exactly. So now what they've settled on is it's about, what was it? It was
5 cents.
5 cents
for CDR.
It's about 60 cents for a certain kind of recordable audio-only CDR, which nobody has really heard of and nobody actually uses. And
they're
about 25 cents for a tape, I think.
They're for your home system. You can get them standalone CDRs. And you just plug the audio feeds into the back and press record.
Yeah, but, like, who really uses that?
Yeah, and these CDs...
When did these come out?
Oh, a while back, a couple years ago.
Really?
They're pretty high-end stuff. They're like $500 to record audio onto a CD.
Yeah, it's like, or you could get a computer.
And they are distinct from a normal CDR because they have a little different encoding.
Yes, but they still function the same.
Yeah, you can't put a CDR into one of these standalone recorders. It'll go, you can't record on this. You need the special CDRs with our special little bit that says it's an audio one.
But the truth is, with either one of these machines, or your computer, you can put something into your CD player anyway. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't really matter. But in any case, so we've got this levy. And
okay, stop arguing about James Bond versus Spawn. They're not even similar.
Okay.
Even if you pretended that Spawn was not a cartoon, they're still not similar.
Okay, so...
apples and oranges, my friends.
Okay, so the money from this levy basically goes to the recording artists of Canada.
Because everything we record
is obviously pirated audio.
Oh, yeah.
Now, so this is all predicated on the assumption that everybody who's buying audio media is pirating audio. And now the money is doled out to Canadian recording artists on the basis of who has the highest sales. So what this means is that if you are an indie recording artist who's putting out small batches of homebrew CDs, you have to pay money to this thing. Meanwhile, the people who get the most of it are going to be basically Celine Dion, Bryan Adams, Alanis Morissette, various other people who really don't need the money.
That's right. Every time you back up your computer, a little bit of it goes to Bryan Adams.
And meanwhile, none of this money goes to the struggling artists who really actually need it. And frankly, if it did go to, new artists, artist development and stuff, I'd love it. It would probably be the best thing for the music.
It'd probably be more beneficial than
it would be more beneficial
putting
to
it into the pot.
Just giving it to,
the whole thing's stupid anyway.
It's stupid. And the thing is predicated on an assumption that we're all engaged in criminal activity. So, I mean, apparently in New Zealand they tried something like this a few years ago, and it was challenged. The constitutionality was challenged because you can't assume criminality. But, of course, this isn't New Zealand.
Yeah, but this is Canada, and they can challenge that based on the same thing.
They can't challenge
it. We're so sympathetic to people in Canada.
They can challenge it. I'm saying yes.
Oh, sorry.
But whether,
I don't know where Sean K is. Should
it's,
we call him?
They've got just as much. They have just as much chance of challenging that successfully in the courts as they did in New Zealand. If the,
I hope
it,
so.
It, that, that's.
I hope
that's
so.
Valid speaking, and. You can convince, if you can convince a judge of that, then you'll win.
Speaking about challenging.
The thing is, though, is they've, because they've lowered it from, like, you know, $1, $2 to, like, some stuff that's all around, like, less than a buck, you know, down to, like, you know, 5 cents, it's so small that it's enough, and a lot of people are just going to go, meh, and just forget about it. So, and
which is probably, which is why
time.
They did it.
Exactly.
They're slowly going to raise it.
Okay.
Exactly.
Now, now, I have a question.
Yeah.
Okay, now, like speaking about the fact that we have, you know, challenging things, a couple of weeks back, or actually about a month or two back, down in San Diego, they passed a law that said that banks could not double dip on ATM charges.
Oh, right. Yeah, I heard about this.
And basically then the banks then basically immediately shut down service outside of everyone except for their own branch to their own people.
Yeah.
At which point, because three or four banks had worked together in doing this, the individuals who had gotten the law onto the ballot, which then got passed, was basically challenged on the fact that they had, like, performed collusion by the fact that the banks had gotten together and had literally said, well, okay, we're seeing how we can't do business because they had all done this at the same time. The argument was it was collusion. Now, I remember a big amount of noise coming from that, and then I didn't remember hearing anything after that.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody know how exactly that turned out?
Did they still manage to deny all bank service?
I don't know.
What are we looking at? Music should be free. What are we looking at?
I'm not pointing to you. You can just... You guys, okay, Samarian, you have this big problem. Whenever I'm trying to be covert and not draw away from what's being said and trying to get someone's attention without saying anything on the mic, you instantly go, I don't understand. What are you talking about? Spit it out.
Tell us all.
PSYOP says the girl on the left is smart.
Thank you.
What's so bad about saying that to everyone?
Well, I was pointing it out to the girl on the left,
mm.
who wasn't in the conversation at the time, and because Dak was talking, and I thought rather than...
Hey, Con. Thanks for
joining
us. I've
been interrupting people all night.
If you want to call something to my attention, is you put the mic down so that people, listening in can't hear.
That could also work.
That's why I went like this. That's good too, right?
Yes, but, after my
it's
record,
me
kind of
that's
bad.
Doing the bad thing.
So,
not
sorry,
you.
I didn't actually hear. Does anyone know?
I don't know. I don't know what happened with that.
Anyone else
anybody
there?
Anybody who lives in
that conspiracy
in
theory?
California?
Okay.
Tell us about
the PSYOP music should be free. I hate corporate musicians. Right. Okay.
Don't
thanks
buy
for coming
any
out.
Then.
You should work for free. You should go to your desk job and just do it for free. Why the hell should musicians do it for free? Why should music be free? Musicians need to
that's
make money.
That's Sean's
too.
Be, attitude as
it
well.
Would be nice
that's
if
pathetic.
There was some other
it's ridiculous.
Way.
It's a job like any other job.
I would like to see if there was some other way for musicians
very
to make money.
Very difficult job.
Rant Radio show next week. Oh, I don't see why there wouldn't be.
Boxing
there's always
there's
a rant.
Yeah.
It's Boxing Day. If it was on Christmas, it would be iffy.
But because there's but a, because it's on Boxing Day, yes,
no
we will
problem.
We'll all come back and tell you about the fabulous bargains of A&B Sam.
Where we get the lowest prices in the world.
Neener, neener, neener.
A&B Sound on Seymour Street, Vancouver. It's actually Sam the recommended.
You should,
about
probably,
10
start
cheaper,
you should probably start lining up right about
now.
Now, yes.
Yes.
For any of our Canadian listeners, yes, it's time to get in line now.
Quickly.
It's at least a week
stake
before
it
Christmas.
Out.
Stake it out, you know, put up your little Christmas tree, have your little family celebration there.
So, speaking of Christmas, we're going to play another song from Mr. Henke's Christmas album.
Yay!
So we're going to see which one.
Ooh, the one about Mary.
Mr. Henke's Christmas
well,
tree.
Well, see, that's all good, but you can't really understand what the hell they're saying. Eric Cartman's okay. I know which one. The Christmas Time in Hell. That's a really good one.
Actually, Adolf Hitler and Christmas Time in Hell. Because Adolf Hitler is only an extra.
Okay,
minute.
Christmas Time in Hell first.
No, Adolf Hitler comes before it. Because
oh, right. That makes sense. Okay, the first one's Adolf Hitler, O Tannenbaum, and then Satan with Christmas Time in Hell on Rant Radio.
By the way, O Tannenbaum is Christmas.
Tannenbaum, oh Tannenbaum, weißt du, sieh dein Blatt. Oh Tannenbaum, oh Tannenbaum, weißt du, sieh dein Blatt. Du grüßt nie, nur so schlammerzeit, dein Nacken wieder wenigstens steigt. Oh, Tannenbaum, oh, Tannenbaum, weit drehend steht dein
Blatt. Hey, Hitler, what's the matter, my guy?
Oh, Satan, du Tannenbaum, weit drehend steht dein Blatt.
Oh, you don't have a Christmas tree.
No, it's not.
Well, I tell you what. Maybe we'll have ourselves a little Christmas right here. Come on, everyone, gather around.
String up the lights and light up the tree. We're gonna make some revelry. Spirits are high, so I can tell it's Christmas time in hell. Demons are nicer as you pass them by. There's lots of demon toys to buy. The snow is falling and all is well. It's Christmas time in hell. There goes Jeffrey Dahmer with a festive Christmas ham. After he has sex with it, he'll eat up all he can. And there goes John F. Kennedy, caroling with his son.
Reunited for the holidays, God bless us everyone. Everybody has a happy glow, let's dance in blood and pretend it's snow.
Even Nazi Kung is under the spell,
it's Christmas time in hell.
Adolf, here's a present for you.
He has a Tannenbaum. God cast me down from heaven's door to rule in hell forevermore. But now I'm kind of glad that I fell, because it's Christmas time in hell. Here's a rack to hang the stockings on. We still have to shop for Genghis Khan. Michael Landon's hair looks well. It's Christmas time in hell. There's Princess Diana holding burning mistletoe. Over poor Jean Sisko's head to watch his weenie grow. For one day we all stop burning and the flames are not so thick. All the screaming and the torture stops. We wait for all Saint Nick. So spring up the lights and light up the tree. We're damned for all eternity. But for just one day, all is well. It's Christmas time in hell. Gather close together and make it quick. We gotta make room for Andy Dick. Wake his mother and ring the bell. It's Christmas time.
In the beginning, there was nothing. Then came State of the Station with Sumerian, and it was bad. Soon after came What the Hell with Drexel, and it too was bad. Knowing that their shows were bad, and knowing that the evil of the world could destroy them alone, they combined forces, and it was good.
From Sunday nights from 9 to 11.
Rant Radio, if only chicks had the taste of our listeners.
Girls, all I really want is girls.
The use of the following drugs are not recommended during the audio enjoyment of Rant Radio. Acid, heroin, uppers, downers, blow, marijuana, crack, PCP, ice, amphetamines, heroin, opiate, caffeine, speed, cocaine, clothes sniffing, gas huffing, and smelling dirty underwear.
They're not recommended, but they help.
We're back.
Are we back?
I was wondering what happened to the song Squirrels.
What's Squirrels?
It sounds so much like
Squirrels was a parody of that. I heard myself on the Dr. Demento show for years, which is a parody of the Girls song by Beastie Boys, which was fucking hysterical.
Never heard that one.
That's it.
That's it.
I only remember one verse.
Oh, we really are a squirrel.
Well, somebody requested the Gary Coleman, so here it is.
Hi, this is Gary Coleman, and I just wanted to remind you to listen to Rant Radio.
There we are.
You know, Gary Coleman.
Okay, who said no?
Off,
who said
like,
no?
Is
that you?
He owns
good
on the internet.
That's right.
He's like
such
eBaying
a stupid
himself.
Promo.
He auctioned off a date, which somebody paid.
A date?
A date with
it was like the best part was there was like a little flash sequence, like a little flash shockwave sequence he had, like, you know, date with Gary Coleman, which, by the way, ding, you know.
And basically, people paid, some woman paid, but the bidding finally went up, and the winner was $16,000 for a date with Gary Coleman.
You know, if somebody is willing to pay $16,000 for a date with you, what do they want?
They can
give
me $8,000.
That badly?
I'll go on the date for them.
I haven't had a date in a while, so hearing this, I want to shoot myself because I'm not charging anyone.
Try it out. Go to eBay and
let's be honest. If somebody is willing to go, okay, the other thing I'd like to know is who is the person who is like bidding the next thing up to, you know, the next highest bid. But, like, somebody who's willing to pay $16,000, like, why are they so desperate for a date with Gary Coleman?
There's a lot of twisted, sick people out there.
And he's going on a date with one of them for money.
With the most twisted
just hang on a second.
One.
You cut me off there, people. But fortunately, most of them live south of the border of us.
We are Canadians, if the people listening didn't
know. Wait. Did you say fortunately?
Yes.
Fortunately, most of those psychos are just over the border, as opposed to, say, in Europe or in Asia. Couldn't they all be in Asia?
Aren't there? Yeah, that's weird. How come most serial killers are in the U.S.?
That's not true.
Really? Don't hear about it?
There was an individual, the two highest scoring serial killers are basically...
You win.
Into
the mic, Dak.
Sorry, one is from Russia, the other is from... I think the other one is from Africa.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Where there were the one from Russia, basically, they finally finished digging up all of his bodies, and they ended up with something like 1,100 and something. I mean, this guy was insane. He killed and ate all of these fucking people over the last, like, 40 years.
Saved on grocery bills.
No, the guy was, quite literally, not making a joke, he was a cannibal. His main source of food were human beings.
Wow.
Children.
I want to run the What the Hell show on a FM micro station, Psychop says Psyop. Yeah, go for it. Let us know. Do it. We really have no control over it.
What's a micro FM station?
It's like a normal FM station, except it's micro.
And it's illegal.
Well, thanks for that detailed description.
Do you remember that movie?
Just a smaller.
What was the name of that movie?
Pump up the volume. One of my favorite movies. Inspiration for this station. Yeah. It's on the page. It says that. Yeah, it just doesn't broadcast very far. Maybe a kilometer, 2 kilometers.
That's cool.
Yeah. They actually have one that you can get for your computer. It's a mini FM broadcast. It reaches about 100 to 150 feet. Plug it into the back of your computer. You can set what station it broadcasts on, and you just tune your stereos around the house to it, and you can listen to your MP3s playing off your computer.
And remember,
so it's
with
a very mini
a couple of small
FM.
Modifications, you can boost that. Of course, it's not legal to
it's
broadcast.
It's illegal.
That,
and this is only hypothetical. That we're
and if you live in a large building, everyone in your building can tune in.
So just kill the fox. And
tune it to the fox.
Yeah.
That's right.
I don't think you want to overlap with anyone. That could be pretty messy.
Yeah.
But, I mean, put it to like 90.2.
Yeah,
QMFM.
Something.
Cover up QMFM.
Can't do
nobody
90.2.
Will mind.
Can't do 90.2. 90.1 or 90.3.
Apparently, Josh K. Is that how you say his name?
I guess. Yep.
Dahmer apparently lived an hour away from him.
Well, that's great. You seen his house?
God, like you go to Dalnet servers and it's Rant Radio channel.
If you know how to use the MIRC or whatever equivalent. Dalnet servers, pick anyone. $16,000 for a midget.
Yep.
What the hell?
I don't think he's a midget. I think he's just short.
No, technically he qualifies as a midget.
they rank the height. It's heights, and that's how you qualify as a dwarf, a midget,
yeah.
or whatever.
He's only, 3'11 or something? He's like under
that's
4
That's really
feet,
short.
He's like super
half the height.
Short.
No.
It has to,
is that short?
Yes. It has to do with the genetic disorder that you actually are a midget. It's not.
He also has several other health problems.
Hey, remember the movie where he lived in the locker?
Yes.
What?
Yes. There was a movie with Gary Coleman, one of Gary Coleman's few
feature films.
I remember when I was a kid, I totally wanted to see that movie.
I actually did.
I think I did, and I thought it was great, but I was a stupid little kid. So
I did actually see it on TV one evening. He was living in a locker at the Chicago basically the Chicago bus station or train station.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
He was
yeah.
like he is today.
Oh, for those good old days, eh, Gary?
Was it Under the Rainbow?
Oh!
It had something to do with rainbow in it.
Don't say that.
Did it?
Under the Rainbow.
I don't see anything about rainbow here.
That was a...
Different Strokes, Kid from the Left Field, Fish That Saved Pittsburgh, Scouts Honor, On the Right Track, Kid with the Broken Halo.
On the Right Tracks was the film.
Was it?
Yeah.
Lester he played.
But by the way, Under the
Let's
Rainbow,
find out all about
for any of you who have a chance to see it, it is a pornographic film involving midgets.
Oh my God, is that movie that...
Yes, that Blair rented one Halloween.
Okay,
which
let me say something
under
about
the
this.
Under the Rainbow.
Let me say something about this porno. We're sitting in the room, it's on the television, and everyone in the room is going... Oh, my God, it's horrible, turn it off. And they're watching it, and I'm the only one smart enough to stand out of view of the television screen so that I can't see it and I don't have to moan and somehow still watch it. Like,
I was just so smart. I took off my glasses and I was far enough to see it, but I couldn't really see what was going on.
That's another film. Under the Rainbow was the name of this bad porno film.
Well, what is that? It looks like there's some naked chick.
This
one
is basically about, if I remember.
1981, a giant comedy.
Yeah, it's during, what was it?
One in 1999.
They're making the movie The Wizard of Oz, and all the midgets are being booked in the same hotel room.
Absolutely horrible because, of course, it was a Chevy Chase movie and it was not one of the 10% of his movies that's actually watchable.
Anyhow, this film involved Hungarian circus midgets getting into an ambulance and having sex.
But it's not just midgets having sex. It's midgets having sex with full-sized people.
It was the...
No knee pads necessary.
The most disgusting thing I have ever seen.
It was...
I wanted to gouge my eyes out.
And then there was me. I just stood out of view of the television, too. It was
Black
better
Wolf,
than gouging your
Black
eyes.
Black Wolf is calling a topic change. I'd like to agree.
He's holding a topic change card up.
I literally have goosebumps.
Yeah, let's
Pixie Chick wants a midget.
Porno and midget.
Midget in the locker.
I've got the details on the Gary Coleman movie. Lester is a homeless shoeshine boy living in Grand Central Station. And let's get the full one. He's got this funny knack for picking the winning horses' names out of the paper while shining shoes.
Oh, yeah.
When the word gets around, though, everyone wants a piece of the action.
Wow.
Comedy ensues.
It's funny. Comedy ensues.
On the Right Track takes a neat little premise. Kid living in a locker in Grand Central Station makes fairly tolerable film out of it.
Sounds so cheery. Good. It's quoted as good breezy film for kids. Yeah, homeless kid living in a
locker.
In Grand Central Station.
Who's
picking that sounds breezy.
Who's picking horse races, picking the right horses, and gets chased by the mob and everybody else who wants to use him. Yeah, that's a cute little
Lisa
breezy.
Eilbacher is immensely appealing and sexy as Coleman's best friend.
Uh-huh.
Let's not get back on that topic, please.
Sexy being said in the same continent as Gary Coleman is something I don't want
to
do.
Yeah, that was disturbing me on a subconscious level. I was disturbed, but I wasn't sure why. I was just being disturbed. I'm glad you brought that out and helped me deal with my pain.
It's time for the Movie Man.
Movie Man!
So we're going to phone the Movie Man. Oh, yeah. Time is, zooming by.
because we're having so much fun.
We are, though. Where is...
So next week, do you want to actually come a little early and add an extra hour to it?
No. Not next week. Not next week.
Okay.
That's after everything's calmed down. Then we're going to do the big show.
Awesome day. We will need to rest.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Actually, I guess you guys do. I don't celebrate Christmas.
No, not at all.
Not
on principle.
Hey, you know what? We have a Christmas tradition we started 2 years ago.
Which was?
Going to the movies on Christmas.
That means you've only done it twice.
Yeah, I did it with you last year, remember, in Calgary?
That's right.
Actually,
was it
no.
on Christmas Day?
Christmas night.
Christmas
Drex.
Eve?
Christmas night. Because Christmas Eve is the eve before
yeah,
Christmas.
Yeah, 24th. So we did it 20.
Give me a call.
All right.
I actually have cash. I'm in. What the fuck?
Like, is Christmas not the most boring day of the year?
Yes, yes, it is.
Okay.
Everyone just sits
Everything
around.
Is closed. You have to sit around and talk to people that are only there because they're related or they know someone who's related to you.
They're not your friends.
And
you just
You know what? When you're a kid, you get toys and they're interesting all day, but you just don't get those anymore. You know? You're like, wow, those are nice clothes. I'll wear them on another day, but not today. So you don't even get to wear those
you
clothes.
Know what the problem is that toys for grown-ups are way too fucking expensive.
That's right.
Little kids can't afford little kid toys. Grown-ups can't afford grown-up toys.
Hey,
that's the way it works.
If somebody wanted to just give me a brand-new P3 733 megahertz.
Send the donations in. You know the address.
I'd like one of those Wacom pads, you know, the ones you use for graphics programs, those graphics tablets.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
They're not that bad. The cheapest ones are about like $300-$350.
Yeah, they're about 2 inches by 2 inches. Woo!
Big professional ones, huh?
See you later, Jeff 27. He left anyways. It's too late.
Too late.
But everyone tell him next time that we said bye.
Bye.
Yeah, we love him and
we love
Listen,
you.
Listen, next week. Okay, we're going to phone the movie man now, and he's going to give us his review, and we're going to interrupt him in the middle of a movie like we always do.
Because he is the movie man.
That's right. That's all he does is watch movies all day long, every day, just for us, so he can give us the best or worst review of the week, 24 hours a day. So here's the intro.
I said, yeah, I just can't make it this year. And they said, oh, we understand. And I was like, oh, good. Because I don't really have an excuse. I just don't want to go see you
Calgary.
All the way to Calgary.
As fun as Calgary is in the winter. Hello.
Supposed
Hi,
to be
guys.
Hey, Movie 10. Man.
Hey, Movie Man.
How's it going this week?
It's going pretty good. How are y'all?
Oh,
we're fine.
Movie Man, I still haven't gotten an email from those weak people at...
I know, they're actually going to be faxing it to me. The guy lost the original order, so I'm getting it faxed someplace else.
Weak.
Yeah, weak.
Yep.
You know, if they want, like, the cheapest place around, I'd go somewhere else.
Yep. But it's worth it for the $200 you save.
There you go.
So what do you have for us this week, Movie Man?
Okay, this week, unfortunately, no new movies, but on video, on Tuesday, they'll be releasing American Pie. Which...
The unrated version.
The unrated version.
Cool.
Yeah.
So I thought that when I saw it originally in the theater, I thought, man, you know, I'm really surprised that they showed that. And guess what? I'm even more surprised now because they've got the added footage and stuff.
So have you seen this movie?
Say again?
You just, like, you have this? You've already watched the...
Yes, I watched the preview copy that I get a little bit ahead of time.
Right on.
So privileged, aren't you?
Yes.
So it's even nastier.
Even nastier than the first one.
Right on. it was a funny movie to begin with.
Pie, I suppose.
Yes.
Yep. Extra 5 frames of pie.
Oh, extra.
Don't tell us what happened.
Yeah, don't tell us the extra scenes.
Okay, I won't tell you the extra scene, but what I will tell you is that the scene that you saw in the theater,
yep,
completely different. They shot that scene twice.
Oh, really?
Yes. So now everyone's intrigued, and you got to check it out.
No kidding. Well, this is a very, very funny movie. I really like that movie. I was very surprised.
Yes.
Actually, I thought, oh, a dumb teenage
it's one of those
it's sex
the,
films.
The high school excuse for sex movie, and it just happened to be funny.
Yeah.
And on the Only for Diehard Fans, I tried really hard, I did, to watch Dudley Do-Right.
You tried really hard, so you didn't actually accomplish this.
Got about 10 minutes in. And then I just had to turn it off.
It was either that or slit your wrists.
Exactly like the cartoon with the guy, the annoying voiceover guy. And Brendan Fraser is, well, he's Canadian, so he pretty much had to do it.
Yeah.
Man, is it tough to watch.
I actually finally got around to seeing Fraser in, what was the name of that film? I'm trying to think of it.
George the Jungle?
No, the one where...
Toy Story 2?
The one where he's basically from the 1960s. Blast from the Past. That was actually surprisingly good.
Yeah, I enjoyed it too.
And I saw Toy Story 2. I don't know if anybody else did.
And?
Still haven't seen it.
Oh, it's excellent. It was just as good or better than the first one.
How was The Green Mile?
The Green Mile was amazing.
Okay, was this amazing movie that was too long and could have ended
No,
earlier?
It wasn't too long.
It was
lame-o.
It was too
still for an
long.
Hour and a half.
Okay, no.
Drexel's a moron. If they cut it, would have ruined it.
I love long movies. I really do.
I
really appreciate long movies. But when I'm sitting at a movie theater and I know that the movie's long, it's too long.
Hey, they're handing out catheters at the door. It's your own fault you didn't take one.
No, they dragged out parts. They didn't have to make it as long as it was to make it good. They could have. If they made it shorter, it would have been better.
They used to. They
I wish movies had intermissions. I'm sure most women wish they had intermissions.
Yes, probably.
When I was a kid,
I hate intermissions.
Classic films had intermissions. Ben-Hur.
Sitting around with.
Oh, Ten Commandments.
Wasting even more of my time.
Princess Mononoke definitely needed one. That was something that sort of scared me. Well, I know that it's well over 2 hours. I wanted to go see it, but I don't think it's playing anymore, and I didn't have a chance.
Which really sucks. Why is it still playing?
Trend in
go pee before the movie. Drink nothing.
Period.
Wait, say that again, movie man.
Have you guys noticed a trend in movies where just movies in general seem to be getting longer?
I'm very glad about that.
Yes, so am I.
It kind of almost justifies it. I mean, I feel like if I go and see a movie that I wouldn't class as a really, really good movie, at least it was more than, like, 91 minutes.
That's right. I really got my money's worth out of The Green Mile. 3 hours and 20
quality.
Minutes.
There you go.
More of crap. I'll feel better about the movie.
Sure,
not to change the subject or anything, but on a sad note, I wonder if anybody else heard that Desmond Leland was killed in a car crash today.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we discussed that a little bit earlier.
He was really old, you know. He was meant to die.
He was 85, so yeah, it's not like he wasn't going to be going soon anyway.
It's convenient. The thing that I really hate...
At least he died in action.
Oh, well, there you go. Actually,
he denied with kinetic force. Yeah, it was kinetic force. It wasn't potential energy.
the thing that I hate is he was like the only person with the name Desmond, which is, of course, Dak's true name.
All revealed now.
Oh, no!
Who was, like, not a loser. It's like everywhere you look, it's like every time I see the name Desmond, it's always like, God, it's like, it sucks. I mean, they're always like a bunch
like
of...
It's like a joke, like somebody will be like, oh, Desmond's the dork or some other fictitious character.
Always associated with bad characters.
It's always associated with evil villains, losers, and I'm like...
Oh, and he wasn't an evil character? He's like this Oppenheimer without a conscience. He's making these tremendous weapons which are used off villains. And whoever else happens to get in the way.
That's
James Bond.
Check
out your new car. It's got a buzzsaw on the front, surface-to-air missiles, and cup holders.
Hey, okay.
I'm sorry, raving psychopath.
Hey, what has a conscience got to do with you being cool?
Hey, just a note
James
on
Bond
the intermission thing.
In question.
Pixie Chick has a point.
Oh,
if there's an intermission, the bathroom lineup's going to be, like...
horrendous. It's going to be bad.
I quote, 40 people long anyways.
It's
going to
be that
have
way.
Have a half-hour break.
If you're a chick.
Well,
you guys,
well,
just walk in.
The other solution...
Pee on the floor.
Plenty of stalls
the
left. Yeah, pee on the floor.
The other solution would be...
into the drain,
like,
the sink, whatever.
Is to have, like, adequate washrooms and to, like, stagger the intermissions from the different theaters. I mean,
what
it doesn't take... It's not...
No, why leave the theater?
That's
you're,
why I get the extra large cup.
You're obviously done your
mop. Those big cups. Awesome.
I lost my headphones here.
You obviously have done your pop, and you...
Hey, wait a sec, just a sec. Why, okay, godlike and she-god, go have your, you know, your sex talk. Why don't you just call each other and get off on the phone?
Yeah, get to hear each other's voice.
Do we have three-way calling?
Automatically, yes, we do.
Well, can we... If
Pixie
people,
Chick,
we'd have to call
Pixie
someone.
Pixie Chick apparently is getting a catheter.
Okay, so we're going to let the movie man go because we've vastly strayed off the topic.
All right. Thanks,
bye,
guys.
Movie man.
Thanks for your movie reviews and...
What the hell?
All right.
We played it already.
We played that one already. We're gonna. You ready for gross hospital
yes,
stories?
Yes, I am. I'm ready for two gross hospital stories.
Now, why are you doing two this week?
You'll understand when I do them.
Okay.
Both are very timely.
The moment you've all been waiting for is gross hospital stories, and here's the intro.
And now, once again, it's time for gross hospital stories.
Hello, boys and girls.
Hello, Dak.
It's time for another gross hospital story. Actually, this time we have two gross hospital stories. We have a special Christmas gross hospital story, and we also have another gross hospital story, what I like to call real-life gross hospital stories that happened to me outside the hospital last night.
Ooh. Last night.
Last night.
Ah, I see why you have to tell two now.
Well, you see, okay, now one of my roommates, I live with two people. I live with Angus, who we like to call the man with the pole up his ass.
Well, actually, he's got a rod up his ass, and we believe he's also got a rod up the rod up his ass.
Special reinforcement.
Special reinforced rod. And
he's basically where white met bread.
He's not listening, is he?
No, even if he was, I say these things to his face. And I also live with Coma Boy.
Uh-huh.
Now, Angus comes home, and he is bitchy. For him, he's bitchy. And he came home from a party for his unit's, regiment's Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
And he was not feeling well. He was, like, kind of sick. Now, me and...
What did he have for dinner?
Well, actually, he didn't eat much because he has had bad gas all evening long.
Okay.
Yes. Well, me and Projectile Vomit Man had rented a couple of videos last night, and we're watching The Black Mask, which I had gotten a bunch of bad reviews for, and I have to say, fuck you all, because that film actually kicked ass.
I'll rent it then.
Good, good, basically Chinese.
I've been holding off because I'll call the
Hong Kong action superhero movie.
Send us the picture,
Godlike.
We'll put it on the webpage.
So anyhow, that's getting off the subject. So Angus is like being really bitchy, and he's not feeling well, and about halfway through the film he says, could you pause it for a minute? And he goes to go to the bathroom. So we're sitting there waiting. All of a sudden we hear, and then he calls for help.
That's
which is
never good.
A good sign.
When you're in the bathroom and you're calling for help from your friend, something's really wrong.
Now is the test. How good of a friend are you?
Now, it should be mentioned that, as I've said, I worked in a hospital for 5 years.
Five long years
I worked in a hospital. So I've pretty much seen everything. And my other roommate, Coma Boy, is a paramedic. So the two of us are pretty used to handling most things. Now, what had happened is, unbeknownst to all of us, Angus apparently was constipated for the last week. And he wasn't feeling too well. And he was eating way too much meat because he went on another Fatso's, which is one of the holiest of rib places we've ever had around here.
Oh, yeah, baby.
And he had they have a 99-cent rib night, which each, and these are big friggin' ribs. He ate too much, wasn't feeling very well, like I said, was constipated, and his bowels backed up on him. So he's sitting on the toilet and begins puking up, yes, shit.
That can happen.
Yes. The last,
no wonder he was feeling nauseous.
The last time I saw somebody do this, though, they also had peritonitis and died within 3 days. So I was more than a little worried because the last time
panic
I,
time.
The last time I saw somebody do that, they died.
Yeah.
very shortly.
So we got him up to the hospital, where they proceeded to give him an IV and X-ray his stomach, and thank God everything is okay. Other than he has been pretty much told he has to change his diet.
Oh, really?
This man eats nothing but meat.
Oh, no wonder.
So, like the chicken? Like the chicken?
Worse than the chicken.
Carnivores.
Yes.
Straight carnivores.
Worse than the chicken, yes.
The chicken picks out lettuce and tomato off of his hamburgers, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Does he still do that, or is he smartened up?
No, he still does that.
God. What?
It's just like, geez, like, where
are most carnivores are smart enough to eat grass worms to get some fiber.
How the hell does somebody live on that?
I don't. He eats basically power bars, so I think that'll...
My cat, Fuzz, he likes to eat our plants for fiber.
So, anyhow, he was... very, 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 very grateful when he got home and found out that he wasn't dying.
Oh, I bet.
But here's the worst part. Now, you've just done that. What is the next thing you're going to do? You're going to spend the
eat
next...
steak.
You know, you're going to spend, you're going to spend the next
go to McDonald's
at home laying in bed, right?
Eating whole wheat.
Eating whole wheat, right? You
know? Yes.
Bread.
Coma Boy had to talk him out of going to work tonight.
When did this happen?
Yesterday. Last night. He was in the hospital... from 1 o'clock in the morning.
What? How was he feeling?
He still feels like shit.
Well.
He is so fucking... This is why I mentioned the comment about the rod, having a rod up its ass that's up his ass. So that's my timely gross hospital story. Now we get on to my Christmas story. Okay, and I will warn you right now, it's not going to be as gross as that one.
Okay. It's pretty hard to beat puking up shit. Yes.
Actually, however, this one I wanted to actually make sure I told for Christmas because it's got a little moral, and I'm not making a joke. I had been working at the hospital at this time for about 3-4 years. And we had a fellow that was in there. This guy's about 5'6". And he can't weigh more than 80 pounds. He is so skinny.
Wow.
I used to see him come down to the lounge out front so he could have a smoke all the time.
Yeah.
And he'd been looking worse and worse. He'd been in there for at least 6 months at this time, by this point that I kind of noticed him. It's coming around Christmas,
yep.
Which is why the story becomes kind of timely. And I just started talking to him because he was, like, just looking a little bit more depressed than anything else. I used to have to spend an hour and a half standing outside of the front of the hospital every night, the 5 days a week, no matter what the weather, from about 10:30 till about quarter after one, every night I had to stand outside.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm out there, and I'm just start talking to him. And appears what his problem is that his stomach and his intestinal tract decided that they didn't really particularly care about digesting food.
Mm-hmm.
So despite the fact that he could eat as much as he wanted, he was literally starving to death.
Just passed through, undigested.
Undigested. His stomach and his intestines just didn't really care to digest food.
Mm-hmm.
So they tried...
Great.
Everything they could, and they basically, of course, put him on IV therapy to give him enough nutrients.
Yeah.
But after 6 months being on IV, all of the veins in his body had collapsed to the point that they could not support either an IV needle, and until the veins built back up, it gotten to the point where they couldn't put a tap in. A tap is where they have a surgical implement placed directly into the vein so
yeah.
that they can hook an IV to.
Yeah.
But the veins had collapsed, so there was no way they could do this at the time. So they needed to give him some time to build back up his veins, his vascular system, so it could support an IV. And they created an incision into his stomach, so they had a tap directly going, where they would pump literally a pre-digested baby food, is the best way to describe this, directly into his stomach to give him enough nutrients so that he could build up his vascular system that they could put the tap in.
Wow. Did he eat at all?
Yeah, he could. He did, but he basically...
Just for the taste,
him,
I guess.
No, well, no. The thing is, it cost him more calories to actually eat than it did that he gained in the nourishment from the food.
So like eating celery.
Yes. Yes.
He was literally starving to death because of this. So I was talking to him, and basically he was very, very down because the latest incision they had just done with... the stomach opening had basically torn. So they had to close the suture and were going to have to send him into surgery the next day to do another one on the opposite side of his stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And I spent the better part of the evening talking to him. His name was Brian Cullen, and Mr. Cullen happened to be basically Irish, so there the two of us basically had something to talk about. We spent the next, about next 3-4 months spending every night talking.
Yeah.
Finally, basically, when he got out, he did get good enough that he was allowed to leave.
Really?
Yes, he did survive long enough, and he was allowed to leave.
How long was he in the hospital?
Total time was 14 months. From the time he entered to the time he left, he was in the hospital for 14 months. And when he finally left, he basically was good enough that he could go home with his family and spend some time with him.
Yeah.
And, God, I guess he was out for about maybe 6 months where he basically came back in. Unfortunately, I have, when he was brought back into the hospital,
mm-hmm.
in a much worsened condition, I was on vacation. And so when I got back from my vacation, he had already passed away.
Mm.
But he left a book, the basic How the Irish Saved Civilization, which was kind of what started our conversation in the first place.
Yeah.
For me as a gift, because he had said that basically my conversations with him had actually helped him bring him out of the funk.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just my little Christmas note. I mean, this is kind of out of place for Rant Radio the way we normally act here, but never underestimate the ability of just talking to someone for the ability to lift their spirits. So that's kind of my little Christmas note for everybody. And I'm sorry if that's kind of a downer, but that's
my everyone's saying it's a sad story.
that is my Christmas story.
Oh, okay. Somebody uploaded a song. So that's Dax. Gross Hospital Stories for this week.
And the sad story of the week. Thank you gross very much for impressing us all. Now we're going to listen to some industrial music.
And bring us back up again. So did he say which one to play?
I think he only sent one.
Okay. We will be listening to, who was it that sent it?
Optimus Prime.
Optimus Prime. And this is a band called Melt, it looks like, with the song called Float. And looks like it's live or something.
Unconscious.
There's a whole bunch of names all around here. He can type it into the IRC to
And we'll
to
explain
me.
It better after the song.
Yep. So here's the song, 4 minutes, 10 seconds.
Yeah.
There we go, and that was Melt. Is the name of the band? I don't know.
I think the band's name is Melt, and the song is Unconscious.
Unconscious.
Unconscious, and Optimus Prime is apparently a member of Melt. And like yeah. I was saying,
thanks
I'm not,
for sending that in.
I'm not into that style of music, but it did not make me puke, which is high fucking praises for me.
Thumbs up from Dak. No, it was actually pretty good, and for live. I mean, the recording wasn't great, of course. I didn't mind it.
I did not mind it at all. And is it? It did not make
Well, probably play it again.
Well, yeah, Stellar Praise from Sumeria. It sounded pretty good to me, actually, for a live recorded song. I mean, I know how hard that is to do. For a lot of people out there, maybe you don't know me and Sumeria used to be in a band together. So, yes, long, long ago in a galaxy far away.
I did the cover art.
Yeah, you did a damn fine job, too. Anyways, congrats, Optimus. Keep it up.
Why don't we play some of
something
your music?
About pure
now?
Rhythm?
Let's not.
Let's play some Pure Rhythm.
I don't have it. Okay. Okay. I'll go get it.
And the face mask is the face is grand.
Oh, by the way, we've got 9 minutes, and the lines are open. The lines are open. You can call 1-604-533-9191. You're allowed to call. We'll even answer the phone, and we won't instantly hang up on you.
And then there was Enki's song, which is called Information Sodomy.
Why? Why am I not surprised?
Meanwhile, you had like the little poppy Z95 Intentional Sellout song on there too.
Yeah, we love that Intentional Poppy Sellout
what was
song.
That?
It was like who there was a guy who was working as your producer. And
anyways,
like
if you
want to
call in, 1-604. 533-9191. Hey, MGB has an opinion on the song. How about everybody else tell us what they thought of the song, too?
Yeah, how about that? I want to hear the Sumerian band. Okay, this is me on vocals, and this is Enki on guitar, and Shade, or whatever name he wants to pick.
Porn on Beta, I think.
Porn on Beta is the last one that he's picked. He is on keyboards and wielded like drum programming and a whole bunch of other stuff. This one's called Grab a Gun, and the band was called Counterculture. So here it is for your dancing and listening enjoyment.
I know what it is, and I...
wow, that song's really long. It's like two more minutes.
Can I say
it so we're not going to do
without
it?
Without you basically being really mad at me.
4.5 minutes. Well, that's fine. It was years ago.
No, I wasn't that. I was just saying, you know, you really sound like Weird Al Yankovic when you're singing.
What? I don't think you can say anything more in that way.
In what way?
Just your voice. You have like that
nasally voice?
No, not the nasally voice. When he's trying to do like his rock voice.
God.
Anyways,
oh, God.
We ended
okay.
up talking about MTV, and there was something that reminded me, like, the crappiest piece of music programming on the airwaves internationally today that I'm aware of.
It's MTV.
It's a little... no, it's not MTV.
It's from Britain.
It's something from Britain. It's being aired on Much Music intermittently now. Mm-hmm. It's a little abomination called S Club 7.
All these British...
Americans, you have to ban this from your airwaves. Talk to your Congress critters. Don't let this come to
critters.
don't let
because,
them.
Okay, the show.
He sounds like a 16-year-old boy. Well, he wasn't
conceptually, S Club 7 is
on.
What happens when the Spice Girls cross with Saved by the Bell.
It is.
I know.
It
like
is.
Very literally, like very. It's basically seven singing Brits. Working as lifeguards at a resort in Miami.
I have
Miami.
Seen that. That's
and
so bad.
The girls in the band are so diverse. One of them is
they're
even not
band?
Blonde. Oh, yeah. They sing.
Oh, God.
They sing. Don't stop navigating.
Wait.
They sing the theme song, then.
They have like a little, like a little S Club 7 theme song.
So that's how it relates
video.
To music, huh?
Yes. They're a singing group. And this is basically a promotional thing. They're put together by the same person who created the
Spice
Girls.
Really?
And the TV show is... intended to be merely a promotional vehicle
Channel?
For their album.
Which is also basically, and also their touring career, which is coming up. They are, it is such a fucking abomination. How could a country that would bring us Masterpiece Theater and Red Dwarf
yep.
give us this? What happened?
Well, I mean, look at Kids in the Hall and
yeah.
Air Force. Farce. What's the other one?
Beachcombers.
No, Beachcombers. How can they bring us all the rest of the crap?
No, that's you, what, everything you've just mentioned is Canadian.
Yeah,
I know, that's
my
point.
We're relating.
The country that brings us those shows, how can it bring us all everything else that it brings us?
Well, you expect crap from Canada. Look at this show. but as for this shit, I mean, the only thing I can think of
hey,
is...
We should get promoted by CanCons and... Get our ratings
yeah,
boosted.
Yeah,
we
no
should
kidding,
be forced
yeah.
down the Canadians' throats because we're Canadian.
Better still, get a grant from the government.
That's right.
Factor
grant. We should be on Much Music. People in the States actually watch more Much Music than MTV.
Exactly.
They hate MTV.
That's the thing. Everybody I've heard, every time.
That's
I've
what I've heard.
People,
but yeah.
people are just like the various band groups that I listen to. Everybody's like, Much Music? What's music? They mean they play videos? They still do that on TV? Actually, another interesting, so like apparently people who get Much Music in the States are like
yeah.
thrilled with it because they actually play music.
Yeah.
Apparently, right now, apparently this was a little news item on Slashdot, MTV may be the next target of the Department of Justice's little
antitrust laws.
Antitrust.
Really?
Yes,
why?
Because, well, let's see. There aren't a whole lot of other music channels out
there's
there.
There's VH1 and Much Music.
Yeah, well, VH1 is owned by
Much Music.
By MTV.
Oh, really?
MTV.
And Much Music, well, Much Music has only made so many inroads into the States, mostly just to serve border areas.
Much Music is horrible, but it's better than MTV.
It's, well, yeah. well, much more music being the Canadian VH1. I mainly just watch for the, pop-up
music.
Videos.
Basically,
yeah,
much more music is actually made for older people. It's actually for the 30s-plus crowds.
But they play a lot of pop-up video, so I watch it for that.
Yeah.
The rest of it, though, is a lot of documentaries about 60s music. You know, like the making of Sergeant Pepper, you know, for like the 50th time. It's just like,
shut up. That's
more,
cool.
No, but it's like there's only so many Beatles.
Five more seconds of the songs in behind
there's
the
only,
scenes
no, there's
every
only
time
so many,
they add in.
There's only so many Beatles rockumentaries. Like, you know, they always have the same pictures. It's like it's an interview with some person, like a producer or something, you know, shot in some, like, old, you know, recording house, like in front of the big mixing board.
Yeah.
He's not mixing. He's there for the interview.
Okay.
That's right.
Well, Canadian cable, so their budget is
Paul
like 25
McCartney,
cents a week.
Paul McCartney recently
Canadian
did the thing in whatever.
He went back to the cave.
My favorite thing is when he goes
cavern, yeah.
playing
oh, the
roll,
cavern.
Like, I'm certain that he's like, just when he says it sounds so fake. Do you know what I'm talking about? He goes, playing rock and roll.
Rock
and he
roll?
Says it, rock and roll. I'm sure he listened to all how he used to talk or something like that and went, oh, yeah, that's what I used to say it.
Trying to get back to that Liverpool accent.
That's right. Like, what the fuck? I can't stand that fake shit.
Hid behind a counter in a cheese shop in Liverpool so he could pick up the accent. There and listen. That's what they sound like in this damned country.
Well, the show is over now. And thank you for listening to our Christmas special.
It's like a minute and 10 seconds late. I gotta go.
So gotta get out of here.
Merry Christmas to everyone.
Merry Christmas, one and all.
God bless us, everyone.
Yeah, have a Merry Christmas.
Are there no prisons? Are there no workhouses? If I had my way, every fool who went about with a Merry Christmas on his lips would be boiled in his own Christmas pudding and buried with a stick of holly through his heart. Ebenezer Scrooge, my fucking hero.
So thank you for the people who stuck around. Shazbort just left. Deathkill, MGB, Moogle, 54, Optimus Prime, Pixie Chick, She God, Wasted, Godlike, Spectre, and ASE. Not a bad turnout.
Wow, MGB stayed up for the whole show.
Are you
That's
proud?
That's amazing.
Are you proud of MGB?
I'm so proud. He's usually asleep long before this.
Yells,
well, I guess you
thanks for
there.
Playing my song. No problem. You tell all your friends to listen next weekend, Sunday night, 9 p.m.
www.rantradio. The Boxing Day special.
Special because here it's Boxing Day. That's really not much more else.
What we're going to do is we're going to stand in line for like a really long time to like get on the air. We'll have one
That's
mic
right.
and we'll just stand in line for it.
Everyone wants the mic. They have to go through the line, get to the back of the line. What time is it over in Rantland? It's actually 11 p.m. right now. We're on the West Coast, so we torture all of our East Coast listeners.
It's 2 a.m.
or 1 or 2 a.m. Well, thanks for listening until 2 a.m. 2 a.m., yeah, that's like 3 hours. That's 3 hours.
It's not
East Coast is 3 hours.
EST is like 3 hours ahead of us.
Yeah.
All right, I got to go. Bye.
Bye.
Have a Merry Christmas and all.
Okay. So I'm going to play the outro little theme. So tell all your friends.
Merry Christmas.
Listen
to
you next.
You Merry Christmas. And
Happy New Year. No second chorus. So here we are.
Yeah,
my ICQ number is 51558 if you want to sign up to my spam list that I remind you every week. I am Sumerian. And actually, we didn't say goodbye. This
hey.
Is goodbye from Sumerian.
Goodbye from Dak.
Goodbye from Girl on the Left.
Goodbye from Drexel. That's bye from you.
Bye from Provecho. That's Black Wolf. And here's the outro. See you next week, everyone.
You have just listened to another episode of What the Hell on Rant Radio. Tune in next Sunday at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to find out what happened to Sim and the rest of the gang in the dramatic continuation of What the Hell.